720 WGN live here in Hazelcrest for probably one of the biggest occasions, well, certainly in the racing world, but maybe in Hazelcrest history. Who knows? We've got two of the owners of Rahal Lanigan Letterman Racing, and we've got Mike Lanigan. We've got Bobby Rahal. Guys, welcome to WGN, but welcome to your own celebration.
Yeah, thank you. It's great having it here at my Jack Lanco headquarters, and for all the people, all the team members at my Jack to enjoy the moment with the car and everything in Tacoma. So it's pretty hard to beat.
It doesn't get any better than this. And as an owner, this is what you're into the whole thing for. But to be able to have that opportunity, not only to experience it, but also to share it with so many people here at the company. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we've been in racing for 28 years now. And it's so nice to share the experience with all our employees. They're all part of our team. And what really impresses me the most is all the smiles on our people's faces and how special they're being treated. And of course, being from Chicago, Bob's from Chicago and I'm from Chicago, and it's a great Chicago connection.
Yep. It's one of the real perks of working here, one of the perks I don't think you could get pretty much anywhere else. When it comes to team ownership, when it comes to winning, races like this and championships, obviously on the track it's important. But, Mike, talk a little bit about sort of how important it is to have the right owners in place. It's one thing to have the financial security. It's another thing to have the know-how and experience. But talk about the unique group that you guys have with Dave Letterman, Bobby, yourself.
Well, the biggest priority that Bob and I have, and David, is, we want to win, period. There's a lot of teams out there with strictly a financial situation. But for us, we're here to win. We're not here to come in second. And it's a very, very competitive business. And we're getting to the point right now where we're one of the top teams, if not the top team. And it's just such a pleasure to see the growth of the relationship between Bob and Dave and I over the last 10 years, quite frankly. And now we've reached the pinnacle, and now that we're there, we want to stay up here. So,
Bobby, I wanted to ask you, when we talked with you right before the race, one of the things that we mentioned, it's one thing to have a great driver like Takuma who's experienced success in the past and do it, but you had the whole team dialed in. Talk about that, having not only just one great driver succeeding, but the entire team right there.
Yeah, well, before the race, we kind of had a little pep rally in the garage area, with all the teams and the mechanics and what have you. Mike and I were there, and I said to everybody at the time, I said, I have to say, I've never felt this good about where we are as a team, and in terms of how we're prepared and all the work that we did over the previous year, and obviously had great qualifying, but I just never, I felt really good about where we were. And of course, sure enough, 5 hours later, we end up winning the 500 and finishing third too. So you're right, and that's such a fine, that balance in that team. It doesn't take much for that to in any team for it to get upset. And yet, despite all the coronavirus limitations and this and that, and the compression in the schedule, it was really hard on the team members up to the point of Indy. And you just had to be really proud. And so I expressed that. Mike, said the same to them. And like I said, here we were 5 hours later, and we were the 500 champions. So, now we just, it's like Mike said, we're at the top. We like the view from the top, and we'd like to stay there.
When it comes to the other department, David Letterman, oftentimes, when someone wins the 500, they'll show up on his show, right? Yeah. This time you're providing him with the opportunity to be a part of it. What was his thought? I mean, obviously that's what he gets into it for, but as a guy from Indy, there's some connections there too.
Oh, he was, of course, the first time we won in 04, he was obviously really thrilled being an Indianapolis guy and just really worshiping the 500 since the day he was a kid. And it was no different this year. He won it again, we won it again, and yet he was just as thrilled. And, it's one of those deals with David that usually he knows what to say all the time. And, frankly, after the race, he's kind of speechless. He doesn't know quite what to say. And it just shows that's the impact of winning the race has on him personally. And really happy for that. I was super happy for Mike and his family to, as Mike said, they've been involved with IndyCar racing for almost 30 years, and to finally achieve the goal that they've been chasing for so many years. I was just really, really pleased for the Lanigan family. And, of course, I like it too. But so Chicago's always had a rich history, involved with the Speedway, with the Bettenhausen family and the Granatellis, and I'm sure I'm missing many others. And so Chicago's always had a strong connection with the 500. And, you know, I think, frankly, we want to try to – I'm not sure people know that, you know, and so we need to work hard to build that back up because so many of the spectators at the Speedway are from this area. So, yeah, it's nice to bring – so I kind of like the Stanley Cup. It's nice to bring the Cup to Chicago.
We wish it wasn't necessarily in a pandemic setting. You bring up the connections with Chicago, and Donald Davidson filled us in, too, that for WGN personally, it was the first radio station to ever broadcast the Indy 500.
Well, there you go. Yeah, like I said, I'm sure I'm missing a few others in terms of their involvement with Indianapolis that live there from the Chicago area. But, no, it's a great relationship. And, of course, BorgWarner was headquartered here in Chicago. Just really thrilled that we could have the BorgWarner Trophy up here for the last day or two and share it with people. And, you know, just a great couple of days.
Last thing, the world is sick. Obviously, the race team has never been better. But your thoughts on, like, the state of IndyCar now? You've got, whether it's with Indianapolis Motor Speedway, you know, as it kind of closes out another season, gets ready for 21. I think the sport is as strong as maybe it's been.
Well, it frankly has come through all the restrictions and everything probably as good or better than any professional sport. And let's not forget, you know, a year ago Roger Penske bought the Speedway, bought IndyCar, and that was huge for us, I think, as a team to have that kind of stability, that kind of leadership in IndyCar racing. And because of Roger's commitment, I don't think there's any question that we're just saying this is the beginning of great days ahead for IndyCar racing.
Oh, I agree. And great days ahead today. And, of course, the last couple days, and as you share the trophy with so many people here in Chicago. Congratulations again, Mike, Bobby, the 500 champs.
Thank you very much.
And thank you very much.
Back to that same old place, sweet home, Chicago.